Audio presents My Nest Isn't Empty, It Just Has More Closet Space by Lisa Scottolini and Francesca Scottolini Saratella. Read for you by the authors.
A Woman at the Wheel. It all begins with Nancy Drew, and it might end there, too. I grew up with a girl crush on Nancy Drew, and it came back to me recently when I was organizing my books at home. I found a few of the Nancy Drew books I had as a child, among them the blue-thatched copy of The Mystery at the Ski Jump. It's even older than I am, copyrighted in 1952. My copyright is 1955. As a girl, I not only read the Nancy Drew books, I memorized them. I identified with her, although we had nothing in common. She was rich, and I wasn't. She was slim, and I wasn't. She had a distant father and no mother. I was close to my father, and I had Mother Mary, who's enough mother for both of us. Nevertheless, I loved her, and I still do, even in my 50s. Could there be two times in a woman's life during which she feels like Nancy Drew? Pre-puberty and post-menopause? It's possible. But why, for me? For starters, Nancy's blonde, and I'm blonde in my mind. She has a dog, and I have five dogs. She drives a convertible roadster, and I drive an SUV. Well, they're both cars. Plus, we both have a boyfriend. Hers is Ned Nickerson, and mine is George Clooney. Finally, we're both on our own, which enables us to have all manner of adventures. And kidding aside, that's at the heart of Nancy Drew. But she's